that has some ooey sauce on there. Something like candy, man. What's going on with this a grown man called Candy, man? Come on now. That's a stage name for a female.
Hey, man, don't come after me like that. You come after me sideways. You've never even met before.
I can be big
and tough from here. I can be, I know you're 6'3", 333, man, but from here, we're the same size.
Man, you better stop Googling me, man. You better cut that out, man.
All right, you got to help us out here, Derek. You got to take us inside the head of a man you know a lot better than we do. We were just talking about Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones and hearing from Jerry talking about Dak's contract situation after that terrible injury that he had. Who's the Jerry Jones that you know?
The Jerry Jones that I know is a shrewd businessman that will go the distance for anything that's going to benefit his enterprise of getting a championship and or that's going to benefit his business and his brand. And I think he believes in Prescott, but he got to put his money where his mouth is with Prescott because he hasn't done that lately, and I'm not sure if he's going to pay the man since he's had his ankle injury.
And that's something we talked about earlier about his worth, definitely about what players should be paid or shouldn't be paid, and when Dak has put up numbers that he's able to put up. Like I said, the third round draft pick wasn't really supposed to come in and do big things, but all he's done is just stay consistent, been the face of the franchise, hasn't caused any drama outside of the franchise. You know, maybe early in his career, he was a little young, but for the most part, he's kept his head down, man, and been a true professional through it all. And you got, like I said, I'm not a big Cowboy fan, as you know, but for a guy like that does what he has to do in this National Football League, knowing how tough it is and how political it is for him to stay focused like that, I just pray that Jerry Jones does, compensate this man for his worth and for what he's done for that franchise. And like I said, you've played with Troy and Emmitt and all those guys, and Emmitt even left to go play with the Cowboys back when Jerry Jones was the owner. So anything is possible with Jerry, and he likes it. He likes the limelight. This is just going to put a microphone just back in his face and back in his mouth, and we all know he likes to talk. So I just pray that he gives this man the money that he deserves, and like I say, he needs to be paid. He needs to be compensated.
I 100% agree that he should be paid. He should be compensated. He should have had this done a year ago or 2 years ago. And nowadays, contracts, man, when a guy is up for the contract, they don't wait until your end of your contract anymore. It's the year before your contract end. Now they're re-upping your contract, especially if your numbers outperform that contract, which Dak has done. And he should have been done a long time ago, but have not. I don't know why he's so gun shy on it. I do know it's championship. Jerry Jones wants another championship, and he hasn't been back in the limelight of the winner's circle of that of a Super Bowl since we left. I said we because. It's,
yeah, we know you won the ball.
Me and the boys.
Just
me and the boys.
Yeah, whatever. Y'all
hey,
knew we used to smack y'all boys in the mouth,
Raiders,
now. Don't get it twisted now.
Raiders
we used to smack y'all boys in the mouth.
Weekend. How about that, Candy?
Man, and I was just about to set you up and talk about something good. Maybe I should skip that now. Maybe I shouldn't tell everybody how when you played in that Super Bowl with a ripped up shoulder. You went out there and mixed it up with a ripped up shoulder and won that Super Bowl, man. You went out and played tough.
Yeah, I had a severely separated right shoulder on my snap hand, and I played against the Pittsburgh Steelers guy that was in front of me was Brinson Buckner, who is now the defensive line coach for the Cardinals. And he lined up over me the entire game. And afterwards, we went on a cruise a week after the Super Bowl. And, of course, my wife had on all cowboy everything, I mean, from head to toe. And I didn't have on any of the cowboy stuff, but he walked in the elevator and he wanted to he wanted to scrap in the elevator. I said, dude, you have four quarters. I said, dude, I'm having my right shoulder worked on. It was on the injury report that my right shoulder was out. And I was just biked up, ready to go, big fella. And you had four quarters to get after me, man, but not right now. Not right now, little buddy. Not right now.
Yeah.